Hi, this is Lisa Gena, LISAGENNA, date of birth 6/25/1969, date of accident is 1/11/2022, and date of service is 4/5/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that her pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is continuing as before, to the tune of 9, especially lower back pain, which is 9, and upper back pain and neck pain is around 7. She has radiation to both the hip area and buttock area nonstop, especially to the left side. She also reports pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7. And to the left hip. The radiation of the pain to the buttock is only up to left buttock and left up to the knee, but not below that, in the posterior part like S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Patient reports that he is using a chiropractor and a physical therapy, and also seeing a kinesiologist and at 2 times per week and physical therapy 3 times per week. She reports a 30% improvement in her symptoms. In the ADL, patient reports that general activity, mood, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Sleep and walking ability is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, headaches without dizziness, vertigo, but with the vision disturbance. No double vision and no blackouts. She has severe difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, jaw pain stiffness, limited range of motion, and neck pain, shoulder pain on the left side, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain, left hip pain, and moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports that she's suffering from no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, no digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or other trauma are reported. Current pain medication remain Narco and substance abuse. Patient reports marijuana gummies to help sleep. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Previous blood pressure is 131/84. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 96. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 3/8/2022, dictation number 0313-027. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, both sacroiliac joints, and the left shoulder, as well as left hip. Along with traction, massage, aquatherapy, acupuncture, gait training. Patient is advised home exercise plan, yoga, infrared heat. She remained disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medication wise, she is provided with the naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, melatonin. As well as lidocaine gel and furoset and gabapentin to continue their refill. and as well as patient provided Norco 7.5, 325, one time, 30 tablet, one daily, PRN basis. As the patient is suffering from seizure pain as she complains, it will be reduced to zero on the next visit. Only one time exception. The I have already checked the meds, and the patient is on Adderall from her psychiatrist for her ADHD. She's also referred for neuropsych, as there are symptoms of TBI like headaches, vision disturbance, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory problems, and also a brain injury diagnostics by a vestibulonystagmogram. And the patient will be seen after that. She is also going to be referred to a neurologist if the headaches continue. She has been advised about her MRIs in great detail. She has been informed about if the treatments are not helpful, like physical therapy. She is advised about surgical epidural injection for bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 with a moderate spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neural foramen MRI, as well as disc bulging at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and paracentral disc herniation at T12 and L1. The patient has been advised about LESI, role of LESI, and also surgery were discussed with the patient. The patient will make up her mind, and after 90 days of therapy is done, we'll add the injection treatment as well. Thank you.